God's people said together, amen. Amen.
I invite you to rise and join us in worship.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Praise you this morning, Jesus.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father now in flesh appearing, oh come let us adore him. Oh come the
just take a little pause here to just offer up our praises to the Lord, to express our adoration of Him. So as you feel led, go ahead and just lift those up to Him.
Thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you give us.
Yes, Lord, we adore you because of all that you've done and how that just reflects your nature and your character. The way that you left your throne of glory, the way that you left heaven, entered down into this dark, chaotic, messy, painful world. Willingly, just to bring us back to you. That is such a great love that we can hardly fathom. Because of your great love, Jesus, we adore you. We sing praises to you. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, that it is to commune with you and to worship you. Because we know, Lord, that you don't need our worship. You will be praised, whether or not we join in. But we thank you, Jesus, that you have made a way for us to take part in worship. And so this morning, Jesus, we choose to acknowledge what a wonderful privilege that is. To join in with the songs that are already being sung in heaven. And so we praise you, Jesus. I won't let the rocks.
Please join us in proclaiming this together.
Turn up.
praise you. We worship you with our entire minds, bodies, souls, everything that we have, Lord, we pour out before you.
Come, let us lean to the Lord. Come, let us bow down before
Him. Amen. Yes. Feel free to offer up praises to Him. King Jesus, for all that you are and all that you've done. We were once lost, we were once beggars, we were prisoners, but you have changed us, Lord. You have redeemed us, you have set us free, you have saved us. That is the truth that we have in you, Jesus, and that is why we are able to be joyful, even in the midst of affliction, even in the midst of the storms. And so we choose to praise you, Lord, in any and every circumstance. And so this morning, Lord, we ask that you would even increase our joy, increase our faith as we look into your word to learn more about you and to, you know, hear your voice. So continue to lead us, Lord, deeper and deeper into your presence and into your will. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you would open a Bible and remain standing just in honor of the reading of God's word to where I read from portion of earlier, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And as you are doing that, the children from kindergarten through second grade would be dismissed for children's church. Or sixth grade, sorry, kindergarten to sixth grade. Would be dismissed for children's church now with Miss Marla and Miss Steph. And I invite you to follow along. Part of this was already read, but we'll read it again in the whole context. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.